Aloha, everyone, and welcome back to Kaeala Kaiʻi, the podcast. We have an exciting guest with us today, Kevin Schlag. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Aloha. I'm great. How are
awesome. You? I'm doing very well. Thank you. So with this November Thanksgiving season coming up, we thought we would have him on to talk about gratitude and how that would affect us as college students or anyone who is looking to be more grateful or more mindful of that.
Yeah, cool.
Before we get into that, we'd love to have you introduce yourself.
My name's Kevin Schlag. I've lived here for 27 years. I've worked at BYU Hawaii.
Wow, that's a long time.
That's a long time.
You're a true Aloha spirited guy,
probably. Almost Kamaʻaina.
Yeah.
I first came, I was the advisor for Kaeala Kaiʻi. That was my first job.
What?
Yeah. It was
wow,
a lot of
full
fun.
Full circle.
Yeah, good stuff. I'm now the operations vice president, which means everything that happens on campus that goes wrong, it's my fault.
No.
So, like construction, custodial, facilities management, grounds, security, IT, food services, housing, bookstore, mail center, print services, all
just
that kind of
everything,
stuff.
Really.
Yeah. It's wow. Really cool.
You just oversee it.
Yeah. I've got a bunch of wonderful people who work with me. So
okay.
It's really cool. It's a lot of fun. Lots going on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome. Kevin, we are excited to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
All right. So for those who don't know, Kevin gave a great devotional a little while ago about gratitude and gave some specific topics or specific examples of how we could implement that in our life, basically. So we wanted to ask Kevin, I don't know why I'm saying we. I'm so used to having a co-host, and so I'm
going to... You're doing fine.
I need to refer to myself. I wanted to ask you about how you came to the topic of gratitude and why you're passionate about that topic.
Cool. So giving a devotional is an interesting experience, and I had just gotten my job as the vice president, and so they're like, hey, you want to speak a devotional? And usually that's like a one-time shot. And so I had given one in 2014 and that was great. And so now suddenly I had to give another devotional. So I thought about, well, it's going to be right before Thanksgiving. And I just wanted to talk about gratitude. And so you kind of spend time gathering a bunch of stuff, gathering quotes, gathering stories, all that kind of thing. And then trying to put it together is just a fascinating experience to watch it happen. My mom, when I was growing up, would always talk about Thanksliving instead of Thanksgiving, right? And so that became the title of my talk.
That
is how can we
totally what stuck out to me from before I even read it. I was like, oh, this is gonna be good.
Yeah, that's that's my mom.
Oh.
And so it just kind of putting it all together, and I was really scrambling because again, I didn't have much time, and I have a really good friend that I usually kind of give stuff, you know, if I'm writing or speaking, he's kind of my ghost writer, ghost editor kind of thing. So I sent it to him and I'm like, hey, what do you think? This was Saturday before the devotional. And so he called me up and he's like, this needs a lot of work.
Oh, you're like, that's not what I wanted,
right? And then like right after that, I got the idea of recipes. So I like to cook, and Thanksgiving is kind of recipe time, right? Grandma's special rolls, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And so I had the idea of putting some of these tips into kind of recipes. And that's where it just kind of clicked and got it together and was able to muddle through it. And it was awesome. It was really good. Just like any talk, you usually learn a lot more giving it than people do listening to it.
So absolutely.
It was cool.
And I'm sure the person revising it probably learned a lot, too.
Yeah.
Even though he said it needed a lot of work, sure it wasn't. Yeah. So I love that idea of recipes. I also love cooking. Do you remember what those recipes are, if you could share those?
So it's kind of see it, say it, live it.
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of how I put it all together.
That's a huge thing that I took away from your talk and from gratitude in general was being really intentional about it.
You have to.
And I think I love how that's the first step of see it and then say it. It's like you just have to be really aware of what's around you.
Yeah.
And you can't be grateful for something if you don't even realize it.
That's so true.
So I love that topic. With those recipes, see it, say it, live it. I would love to brainstorm of specific ways that we could do that, especially with I think most of our listeners are college students here or community members in general. How we can, Thanksgiving is a time where we obviously focus on gratitude, but
yeah.
I think it's a lifelong quest.
Absolutely.
You know,
and college is such a weird time because you have to focus on yourself.
Right.
Right. You have to, you have so much that you have going on. And so in some ways you can collapse in on yourself pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just becomes about me. Right. I remember my freshman year of college a long time ago was looking back pretty selfish because I had to focus on myself. And so I think the see it part is so important as a college student because it's all around you, but you have to purposely kind of stick your head up and say, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for this, right?
Right.
You have to kind of be intentional about it. Once you do that and it becomes more of a habit, then it's a lot easier.
But to see
being
things.
Intentional about it's important.
Yeah, there was, someone was talking about this in church forever ago. I was back when I was in like middle school or something, but it just like stuck with me when he went to college and he was saying something similar where he was like, I felt so selfish and like, we're all going to school and we're all like, hey, what's my future going to look like? How am I going to make the most money? Yep. You know?
Yep.
And it seems like it's almost revolved around like almost greed, you know,
yeah.
Kind of from an outside perspective. And I love his perspective that he had mentioned. He was like, I have to better myself so I can help others.
Yeah.
And so there's an element of balance of like, it is still good to think about yourself. And obviously you need to be intentional with your future.
Yep.
But also keeping the balance of being grateful. Do you have any advice with keeping that balance? Or thoughts?
So I think Elder Sabin gave a really good talk this past general conference. And there's a couple things he said that I just love.
Mm-hmm.
He quotes President Nelson. And
a great thing to do.
Oh, yes, absolutely. President Nelson said, each new morning is a gift from God. Even the air we breathe is a loving loan from Him. He preserves us from day to day and supports us from one moment to another. Therefore, our first noble deed of the morning should be a humble prayer of gratitude. Our first noble deed of the morning is a humble prayer of gratitude. I love that.
That is a great quote.
Yeah. And so Elder Sabin kind of talks about, you'll never be happier than you are grateful. And he quotes the Lord from the Doctrine and Covenants, he who receiveth all things with thankfulness shall be made glorious. So when we think about kind of that selfishness, I'm not sure that's the right word, but
right.
Kind of that self-focus, right?
Right.
Okay, what am I going to do? I have to plan for the rest of my life. This is my three or four years that I've got to do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we want to be glorious, then it starts with gratitude, right? So those kinds of things kind of help me. And then Elder Sabin, I love kind of what he said is, imagine if we woke up every morning and all we had were the blessings that we were thankful for yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Right? Exactly. It's like, oh man, I have a lot to do.
What would that be for me? I don't know.
And sometimes we have life experiences with help that help us with this. Sometimes, again, like I said, if it's just, if we kind of are intentional about it, if we take these little tips and tricks like President Nelson of like, mm-hmm. you know what? My first prayer in the morning, let me just spend some time being grateful. That just kind of gives us a tiny little shift in our mindset.
Right.
That helps a lot.
I think that's so interesting that it's the first prayer rather than like the last prayer.
Oh, yeah.
That like even before your day starts,
yeah.
You know, you're grateful either from the things the day before or just the very first things. Like you wake up, you're still living, still breathing.
Yep.
You know, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Absolutely. So yeah. I had about 3.5 years ago, a medical emergency. So without it, way too many details, but
right.
My brain bled a little bit. It wasn't an aneurysm or anything,
wow.
But I had to go to the hospital and This was during COVID, so nobody could go with me. My wife saw me like get into the ambulance and then didn't hear from me for hours.
Oh,
right?
It was
crazy. Oh, my gosh. And I remember lying on the operating table before they like put me under, and I just realized I am not in control. You know, am I going to wake up? Am I going to, you know, it was a moment. It was kind of wow. And I woke up totally fine. I had to stay in the hospital for 12 days. That was lame. But
jeez,
it was such a shift, right? And I talked in my devotional about I had a CAT scan, right? Mm-hmm. And so they shove this dye into your blood, and you can actually feel your blood moving through your body. You can feel every heartbeat. And I felt it go from my left arm, like into my chest, down to my legs, over onto my right side. And I realized this happens thousands of times a day, and I have never even really thought about it. And so just kind of that life experience of what matters most, and every breath is a gift, right? So every morning I wake up, and it's not a memorized prayer because I still mean it, but my opening part of the prayer is, Heavenly Father, I love thee. I love thy son. I'm thankful for the miracle of a new day.
Right.
And it just helps to kind of, man, I'm so grateful, right?
Yeah, start the day off right.
It's cool.
And I was trying to wonder why gratitude makes that big of a difference.
Yeah.
Like, that is really a turning point for someone to turn from, like, being prideful to having humility, you know?
Yep.
And so I'm sure that has something to do with it, or, like, to look outside yourself. Like, it seems, even, you know, from a religious standpoint and a non-religious standpoint, of thanking Heavenly Father, of course, that's what we would do as members of the church. But even for people who aren't religious, you know, that just really seems to be an antidote of, honestly, going as far as say, like, mental health.
Absolutely.
I was reading, in preparation for this, a article that Berkeley did about, literally, it changes chemicals.
Yep, absolutely.
In your brain. Yep. I was like,
there's
no
a physiological way. Response.
Do you know a little bit about that? Like, I don't, I just read about it. But.
So there's lots of different things. I love to run, and you kind of get that runner's high, the dopamine, right? And all that kind of stuff. But there is, whether it's spiritual, kind of pride, humility, right? Whether it's physiological, where, you get that dopamine hit, your heart rate actually slows. You just have endorphins kind of kicking in, right? Mm-hmm. Emotionally, where you realize I'm not self-centered, right? I can think outside myself. All of those things, I think, just point to the same thing, which is really just a different perspective that it's not just about me, right?
Right.
Think of when someone gave you a true compliment, kind of out of the blue, right? And something comes to mind usually where you're like, I remember that, and it was years ago, and it still is like, oh my gosh, that really made my day.
Mm-hmm.
So there's kind of the, you compliment someone else, you show gratitude to them, it makes their day. But also, I've had so many experiences where I just think of somebody and I text them, hey, I love you, hey, hope your things are great. And so many times they'll text back, how did you know? Right? And I'm just grateful that I could be just a little ray of sunshine in their life for the day, right?
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's so, yeah, when you usually think, oh, I should text that person, usually that's,
yeah.
You should.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
If the thought comes to mind, it should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I was talking with a friend earlier, and you had mentioned saying something that you typically say in your prayers, but it means a lot. It's not like a, like vain repetition, or whatever.
I call it
that
ordering
phrase.
From the drive-through, right?
Yeah, checking those boxes. But we were talking about like being grateful for things, not just to say, "Oh, let me list things I'm grateful for," but like to really mean it.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? You know, not just saying things to say it.
Oh, super important, right? So I've tried prayers where I'm like, okay, I'm just going to say what I'm thankful for. And then it's just a list of things I see.
Thankful for this food.
I'm thankful for that door and there's a bird and right.
Yeah, right.
So instead just, okay, why am I thankful for this? Right. And then just start thinking about, okay, well, I'm thankful for grapefruit. Why? Grapefruit tastes good. Well, okay, what else? Mm. Then I start thinking, how did God make grapefruit? Right? I had this in the hospital. I was like, okay, how did this grapefruit get to my table in the hospital? And you just start thinking about all those things you just take for granted, mm-hmm. right? So it's being purposeful about that. It's thinking why. And then this is like PhD level, and I'm still not very good at this, but what challenge am I having? Why am I grateful for that?
That's a big one.
That's hard.
That's really challenging.
When I do it right, and sometimes I don't do it right, but when I do it right, then I actually am grateful for the challenge. There's no growth in the comfort zone, right? All that stuff. And I start thinking, Heavenly Father trusts me with this challenge. Wow, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't even want to go there. It's like, no, I'm not grateful for this at all. So you got to be in the right.
Right. Experimental mindset.
Yeah,
almost.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. You don't do it all the time. But when I do that, that's when I feel, Heavenly Father's love more than anything else.
And that has got to be one of the biggest challenges, is looking at a huge trial and like allowing yourself to even think this could be something good for me.
Yeah.
And honestly, I say that with a lot, I hope with a lot of like awareness, because there are just some really awful things that, who knows where that trial came from.
Absolutely. And you have to be ready for it, right? If somebody's being abused, for example, it's like, well, gosh, I'm grateful for this.
It's very insensitive.
Right. Those kinds of things. You have to be in the right, you got to process it. And it's not every trial, every circumstance, but there are the times when, especially for me, it's the self-made trials where I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
How am I grateful for this, right? What am I learning from
it? And even with tough trials, I feel like sometimes the answer is just like, I'm grateful that I went through that so I can help someone else.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think just looking back at the biggest trials I've had to face are things that were not of my doing, that things that happened to me.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I have used those experiences to connect with other people who have gone through the same thing. So,
and that I think is true. It comes with age and experience, where you look at something and you're like, that's why that happened 15 years ago. I can't believe it.
Right.
But I know that it happened 15 years ago so that I can talk to this person about that experience.
Yeah.
And you kind of feel that confirmation of, yeah, you're right.
Right.
That's the kind of gratitude that's like, wow, I didn't even realize it.
Right. And even if that person doesn't feel grateful, I'm sure the other person does.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it's like,
well, that's a good point, because you can't rely on, I had a really good friend, and he was talking to the priests, and he was newly married.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I was so excited. I was going to make my wife a really good dinner, and because she's going to come home from work and be. So I made this amazing dinner and candles and everything. And she got home and she's like, I already ate at work. I'm just going to go to bed. And he was so mad.
Yeah.
And then he realized, I didn't do it for her. I did it for me. Right.
Oh, okay.
And I look back on so many times when I was like, hey, you know,
I'm going to do a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. And so it's kind of that gratitude with no strings attached, right? Where it's hey, thank you so much for that, without expecting them to be like, oh, it's so nice for you to notice that, or, you know, that kind of thing.
Just gratitude with no strings attached.
Got to be pure motives.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely been there, done that.
Yep. I think we all have.
And I will do that in the future, I'm sure. Wow. Well, is there anything about gratitude or specific things that we could do in our lives to improve that we haven't discussed about before?
There is so much heat in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much contention. There's just so much stuff. And I think it was, 4 years ago now, where President Nelson reminded everybody, hey, for November, just flood your social media with gratitude, with thanksgiving, right? And that was amazing. So instead of doom scrolling and getting mad about that and, oh yeah, there's that and all that kind of stuff. Actually, yeah, there's a lot of problems in the world and we have to solve them, but we can also live a life of gratitude. That's not ignoring, it's not burying our head in the sands and ignoring problems. But if we start from that living in gratitude, life just, your whole perception switches and things that so many people are so angry about, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry that you're angry about that, but that doesn't matter at all.
Post things into perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the world needs more gratitude, that's for sure.
Yeah, the world needs to see more gratitude, really. Yeah. See it, live it, see it.
See it, say it, live
say
it.
Say it, live it. See it, say it, live it. Gratitude with no strings attached.
Yeah.
And before we close, we have to ask, what is the best life advice you've ever received?
So that's a great question. And this is totally cheesy, but think celestial.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I think every general conference, President Nelson says something that I need and that the world needs. And so the best advice I've ever gotten for this next 6 months is think celestial. It kind of goes back to that gratitude. It kind of goes back to the kind of your mindset of what matters most and stuff. But as I've taken that to heart as much as I can, I've realized so much doesn't matter and how much work I have to do. I kind of gave a talk a few weeks ago about this, but to me, when I think celestial, it's like, okay, well, would I think this in the celestial room of the temple? Would I say this out loud at church, right? I mean, there's so much I wouldn't, right? But that's thinking celestial, being celestial as much as I can. So that's the best advice I've ever gotten until next general conference.
I love how you said, for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
I always think like if my mind was like see-through or something and someone could see my thoughts, I'd be like, oh no. Yeah, awesome. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your thoughts on gratitude.
It's been a pleasure. Good to be with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, of course. Awesome. And to our listeners, if you have a story or you know anyone else with a story who would like to share it, you're welcome to reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook at KLKIE, at KLKIE News, not the podcast. Thank you so much. See you next time.
Aloha.